Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wilshere. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wilshere. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sisel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Soltis moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Solter scores. Farrell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Morgan scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. There goes Werber trying to get to home. Kramer throws the ball into Berry, who tags Werber, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Mort Floor pinch hits for Whitey Wilshere. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-0 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mahaffey moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada pinch hits for Carl Reynolds. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soltis scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mel Almaden now playing right field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Lefty Grove now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Red Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Johnny Markham now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Larry moves to second. Max Bishop pinch hits for Bill Cecil. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Larry moves to third. Grove moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Almada hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Johnny Markham. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.